April 25th, 1900. Purity in operating is light. As I was in my usual state, and not finding my sweet Jesus, I had to go around very much to go in search of him. Finally, I found him in the arms of the Queen Mama, suckling milk from her breasts. As much as I said and did, he did not seem to pay attention to me, or rather, he won't even look at me. Who can say the pain of my poor heart in seeing that Jesus was not paying attention to me? Then, after I gave vent to my tears, having compassion for me, he came into my arms and poured from his mouth a little bit of that milk which he had suckled from the Queen Mama. After this, I looked inside his breast, and he had a little pearl, so refulgent as to invest the most holy humanity of our Lord with light. Wanting to know the meaning of it, I asked Jesus what that pearl was, which, while appearing so small, was spreading so much light. And Jesus, "It is the purity of your suffering. Even though it is small, you suffer only for love of me, and would be ready to suffer more if I conceded it to you. Here's the cause of so much light. My daughter, purity in operating is so great. The one who operates with the sole purpose of pleasing me alone does nothing other than spread light from all of his operating. One who does not operate in an upright way, even in good, does nothing other than spread darkness. Then I looked inside the breast of our Lord, and he had a mirror, crystal clear. And it seemed that those who walked in an upright way remained completely absorbed in that mirror, while those who did not remained outside, without being able to receive any imprint of the image of Blessed Jesus. Ah, Lord, keep me all absorbed in this divine mirror, that I may have no other shade of intention in my operating.